Lumber Jack. The Frank Show continues on 96.1 KLPX, Tucson's real classic rock.
Well, what can I say? I'm proud to have our next guest back in the studio. Is he on three or four?
Four.
You on four? We had him in, I don't know, how long ago, Kevin, were you in the studio? Do you remember?
Well, it was May of last year, so what's that, close to a year and a half?
Yeah, absolutely. Kevin Cotter, our guest once again, and I'm holding in my hand his new book. You're published, Kevin.
I'm shocked, too.
How crazy is that?
It's pretty crazy.
101 uses for my ex-wife's wedding dress. It says Kevin Cotter, author of the famous blog. And it's chock full of all kinds of funny bits you and your friends did with your ex-wife's wedding dress. It's exactly what it says it is. So I'm sure you're getting a lot of emails from friends asking you, how do I get published?
Yeah, I have. I've received a few emails in recent days about that. And the truth is, I really don't know. I just think I stumbled onto something. The blog gained some interest online. I mean, that's what I've been telling people. You know, maybe start a blog. I mean, I don't know if that's probably not how most people get published, but that's it works for me.
Well, I kind of get the same thing. Like, hey, Freaky, how do you get in radio? And I'm like, I don't know. Apply somewhere? I don't know. I really don't. So Kevin, take us back to the beginning. You and your ex-wife got married when?
We got married in 1997.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So here we are, 2011. How long did the marriage last?
Almost 12 years.
Oh, so, okay, 2009 then.
That's right.
All right. Were there signs early on, Kevin, that you thought maybe this wasn't going to work?
No, not early on at all. No, I mean, in fact, it was, things were really good for a long time.
Storybook marriage.
Yeah, I mean, it was good, definitely.
And then how many years into the marriage did...
I don't know. I'd say about 10. You know, at about 10, it didn't feel the same, and...
What was going on?
I don't know. I don't know. That's the million-dollar question right there. I mean, why does someone fall out of love? I don't know.
Did you fall out of love, or did your wife fall out of love?
Yeah, she grew. She was the one. She was the one.
Kind of grew apart.
Yeah.
Are you still smarting?
Do you need
a beverage? Can we get
some water?
Yeah, get Kevin. There's some fresh water right there. Take that.
Okay.
Give him that water bottle. It's been sitting there for like 2 days, but it's clean. I know that.
Relatively clean.
I know that this can be emotional to talk about, Kevin.
I'm not smarting.
You're not? Oh, good.
He's got a book deal.
Yeah.
In fact, I feel really good.
Good. Well, that's awesome. So, but what was it that triggered this concept?
Well, the fact that the dress was left behind when she moved out was the first key component to the whole thing, and then
sure.
A couple months later, I was having I didn't really tell anybody until a little while later, and I was having dinner with my parents and my brother and sister-in-law who live here in town,
right.
And let them in on the fact that I had her dress, and I seriously asked them, and I wasn't in a great mood that night, but I seriously asked them, you know, what am I supposed to do with this thing? And, you know, my brother chimed in first and suggested I wipe a particular body part with it.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
And then someone else said they thought it would look good as a doormat, you know, and I had to crack up. I mean,
right.
I just imagined the dress sitting outside my front door. And it was actually my sister. My sister-in-law said, you know, there's probably 101 things you could come up with for it. And, I've always thought wedding dresses, expensive wedding dresses, big weddings, you know, they come and go. And, you know, to spend a lot of money on a dress and then park it in your closet for the rest of your life, to me, doesn't make any sense. So I thought, you know what? It could be fun to see what this wedding dress is capable of.
So I was I guess I was mistaken then, because I was of the understanding that you had a conversation with your ex-wife where you were like, what do you want me to do with this thing?
Well, that's true, too. The day that she left, we have a pretty big walk-in closet, and my stuff occupies a very small portion of it.
Of course.
So once her stuff was gone, when you were stood outside the closet, the only thing that you could see was the wedding dress. And it was in this fancy box, and it was perched on the shelf right dead center.
Yeah.
So it was obviously there, and she was packing up her stuff, and I said, you're not leaving that. And she said, I'm not taking it. And I said, well, what am I supposed to do with it? And she told me that I could do whatever I wanted with it. So, it never dawned on me at that moment, you know,
because
that was a tough day. never,
sure.
You know.
Kids involved?
Yeah, we have two kids.
Yeah. You get to share custody?
Yeah, 50-50.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'm sure it does. Yeah, dude.
You know, that part will never get easy.
Well,
you know?
And I've told my wife this. I'm like, listen, if things start going south for the two of us, you're just going to have to deal with it until the boys are 18.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's Kevin Cotter's book. It's called 101 Uses for My Ex-Wife's Wedding Dress. And so this is amazing to me. We were just talking about how all these blogs and everything are now being turned into book deals. My dad says is a very famous example of that. That turned into a CBS sitcom.
Oh, no, that's right.
That lasted for a couple
episodes.
Yeah, exactly. Do you remember the first thing you did with your ex-wife's wedding dress?
Well, the first thing I did with it was I used it at home as a footrest. You know, I was just, we had this list of ideas.
Right.
It was still in the box. So the first couple applications, the dress stayed in its box.
Okay.
So, you know, I could post my feet up on it, set my remote control,
right,
you know, my beer there, and kick back and watch TV.
Right.
Do you have a favorite thing that you've done with the dress?
Well, I think the Darth Vader scarecrow is still my favorite application. That's one of the ones that we did early on. The Darth Vader mask was kind of an afterthought as my brother and I were like scrambling around my place trying to find something to top off. We set the scarecrow up, we just didn't have a head for it,
right.
You know. And I saw it and I thought, you know what, that works. that Darth Vader scarecrow picture kind of became the banner for my website.
Yeah, I see it right now, right on the top of the website.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Scarecrow and Darth Vader application for the ex-wife's wedding dress, but I flipped to page 189,
mm-hmm.
and I see dress use number 81, dog toy. And he's playing a little game of tug of war with the wedding dress. Whose dog is that?
That's my brother's dog, Lenny.
Yeah. Well, he's very photogenic, and it looks like he's having a blast.
Well, he did. He had a good time.
I don't know. I just opened that page, and it makes me laugh. Any idea how much your wife or how much the two of you spent on that wedding dress?
You know, I don't know for sure. I think it was under $1,000, probably, you know.
Yeah.
Probably somewhere between $500 and $1,000.
It is a lot of money for a dress that's only worn, well, you hope it's only worn once, you know?
The thing that blows me away is that this dress, I mean, it's in one piece, you know? It's still in one piece. It towed a small SUV, just the dress, no props or anything else, over a mile. I mean, for something that's going to be worn for, what, 5 hours? I don't know why it's made to endure, you know, so much.
You have it with you.
Hey, listen, here's what I want to do. I want to get a quick break. It's 9:05. Kevin Cotter is our guest in the studio. You've got a book signing, by the way, November 8th at the Barnes & Nobles on the east side, the Park Place area?
That's right.
I have that right?
Yeah, it's going to be it's the Broadway and Rosemont Barnes & Noble. It'll be at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, November 8th.
Ozzy was just there.
Okay. All right.
So just as big.
Kevin Cotter. All right. Listen, we're going to...
Back to the Frank Show, now on 96.1 KLPX.
9:14, it's the Frank Show, 880-KLPX, Frank Show Studio on the instant message. And Kevin Cotter is our guest in the studio. I'm holding his new book, 101 Uses for My Ex-Wife's Wedding Dress. Kevin, I love your book. It's really laid out well.
Thank you.
What I like about it is I can literally just like flip open any page and laugh out loud. on this page I just flipped to, he's using his ex-wife's wedding dress as a jump rope. So silly.
The bow came off the dress in that application. It was the only dress casualty that resulted in actually losing a piece of the dress.
Mastering the wedding dress jump rope takes a bit of skill. I claim to be the world record holder with a total of 37 jumps.
Yeah, I've improved on that, actually.
Is that right?
The bar's a little bit higher now, yeah.
What's it at now?
I think I'm up to about 75 jumps.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. I had some... I had someone write to me and tell me that they had got that they had jumped nearly 100 times with a wedding dress, and they were contesting my record. So I had to step up my game. But they provided no. I asked them for some video evidence, and I haven't received anything, so I'm not buying it.
So yeah, lies, all lies. It was probably some friend of your ex-wife putting them up to
you
it.
You never know.
Let me go to the phones here and say hi to Kevin.
How's it going, Frank?
Hey, Kevin, you're on the air. What's up?
I just wondered if he remembered waxing the family car.
You know, I didn't wax the car with it, but I did use it to clean the tires.
Oh, but you also used it as a gas cap also.
Yeah, I did, yeah. I jammed it in my tank and drove around my neighborhood.
Kevin, anything else?
Oh, that probably ought to cover it, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, you ever have anybody see this dress, this wedding dress of your ex-wife, Kevin, and like they're disgusted by it or they don't want to touch it?
Well, I was on a show last night in Phoenix, and the hosts up there were concerned about getting too close to the dress. They were close to it,
right.
But they mentioned that they didn't want to handle it.
They were scared.
They were a little scared. Yeah.
Yeah, but did they look at the book before they decided they were too
actually,
scared?
Actually, no, they hadn't. They hadn't seen the book prior
to
it.
So you brought the dress in. What is that bag you keep that dress stored in? What is that?
It's a compression sack. It's like for, you know, if you go camping and you need to take a bunch of gear and
right.
You can cinch it down tight so it doesn't take up too much space. So, you know, the dress is big, but I stuff it in that thing and pull the cords down and it becomes kind of a tidy little package.
Well, let's take a look at the wedding dress. This is the famous wedding dress that started it all for Kevin.
Never been washed. Doused in gasoline.
You said you skimmed a pool with it.
Yeah, that's
it looks dirty.
Closest it came to being cleaned was the pool skimming application.
Oh, my God, it's filthy.
It really is filthy. Look at that.
Now, with the holidays, Halloween is almost upon us. Have you carved a pumpkin on it yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't done that, but that's a good idea.
You should probably do that because that would catch all those seeds and everything.
Right?
You know, Kevin, I'm looking at that wedding dress. And I'm thinking back to some day in 1997 when your ex-wife walked down the aisle wearing that dress.
Yeah, go cats.
Why did someone put go cats on the back of it?
Yeah, it went to a U of A game last year.
I think of like the hopes and dreams for the future. Your ex-wife walking down that aisle. I have no idea.
You probably were crying when you looked at her as she's walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
And then all these years later, look at what you've done.
I know. I'm a bad man.
No, it's awesome.
No, I'm just joking.
Do your children know about the wedding dress?
They do.
How old? Yeah. What do you got? Boys, girls?
I have a son and a daughter.
And how old are they?
They are 9 and 11 now.
Oh, yeah. They're old enough to know. Yeah,
they're old. I mean, they're old enough to know. I don't think they're old enough to understand the humor.
They are. Are you kidding?
Well, I don't know that they get the humor, though. I mean,
you're not saying like, hey, kids, let's go do something with mommy's wedding dress.
No, not at all. No, no, you know, I mean, no, the kids are not involved in any way. I you know.
It's not like you're asking your little boy, hey, any ideas for mommy's wedding dress?
You know, I had half my time free. I never had free time. And after my ex moved out, you know, I had spare time when my kids weren't around, which was new to me. And that's when my brother and I, you know, staged all these applications.
Well, the whole thing's hilarious. And I'm super excited for you, Kevin. It's got to be exciting for you, too, to go through this whole process to start this blog on a goof, and now you're published. It is, and by Penguin, no less. It's not like it's some online publisher no one's ever heard of before.
Yeah.
This is the real deal.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It's been a wild ride. It's been neat to see just the whole process, and you know, and just to learn, kind of witness something different.
And you know, if you're selling boxes for a living. It's not like you're involved in publishing. And no, I'd be fascinated by the whole process, too. Do they come out? Do they send someone out to take pictures, every picture that's in this book? Or
no, those are all our pictures.
Oh, I had those on the website already.
My brother, Colin, a lot of them, when I agreed to work with Penguin, I had my list of 101 uses, but they wanted new material for the book. So then we had to go back to the drawing board.
Right.
And the book actually has 40 uses that were never shared on my website.
Oh,
so.
There you go.
But,
all right, I'm going to flip through and find one more hilarious application. barber smock. No, really, this is like the perfect sit down and have a laugh book. It really is. Kevin Cotter, Tucson native?
Yep. Lived here my whole life.
Born and raised?
That's right.
101 uses for my ex-wife's wedding dress. And make sure to check Kevin out. Is it Wednesday of next week?
It's Tuesday the 8th.
Tuesday the 8th.
Which is the week after week after next?
Yes. Tuesday the 8th at the Barnes & Nobles at Broadway and Rosemont.
That's right. 7 o'clock.
Why do I feel like there's a tens there? Or is that Speedway?
It's Speedway.
Oh, okay. I got the wrong intersection.
It looks like a giant parachute on the ground.
Is that an application for the wedding dress?
Let's see if I can pull it up in a hurry here. It's Drag Race Parachute. Let's see what page that's on here.
I just opened it up to dog bed. This is great. Yeah, Kevin Cotter, 101 uses for my ex-wife's wedding dress. You can buy it on Amazon. Do you have a website where you get a little extra Skrilla?
My website is myexwifeswedding.com. And no, I don't have Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Either of those are great places to buy the book online.
Right. Will you sign my copy?
Oh, you know it.
Are you looking for more ideas?
Or at this point, no. People are still sending me ideas, which is great because I get a laugh every time I hear something new. And amazingly enough, in the last few days, I've received some unique suggestions, which is crazy because after all the comments I've received over the last year and a half, you know, pretty much everything's been said, but I've received some pretty good ones in the last few days. But I'm not planning on... You know, I think the dress is ready for retirement at this point. I don't think I'm going to be doing any more applications.
Yeah, but who knows? You may decide you want to go horseback riding and use the dress as a wedding saddle.
Please do a pumpkin. You got to at least do a pumpkin.
Yeah, it would be good.
All right, check out his book. It's Kevin Cotter, 101 Uses for My...